See, we've got to get out of our Western mindset that the most educated or the most talented person should lead us. Because that's not how the kingdom works. I know that's how the baseball team works, or the football team works, or the, you know, the rugby team works, or whatever, that the captain is often that person that has the greatest gift, the greatest skill level, but that's not how the kingdom of God works. It's not the one with the most accuracy gets to lead everybody else, the one with the greatest grace. Why? Because sometimes the people with the greatest prophetic grace are, number one, they're often not communicators. I have friends that are incredible seers. They have incredible prophetic insight, but when you stick a mic in front of them to communicate it to the people have no idea what they're talking about. I taught at Peter Wagner's school in South Korea with about 500 leaders, and I took this businessman with me that sees, I mean, just never stops seeing, just incredible things. And so they asked him if he would do one of the sessions. I was really excited about that, and he got up and he spoke. And the interpreter came to me afterwards and said, "I am so sorry. I'm having such a hard time translating because I don't know what he's talking about." And I said, "Ah, that's not translation. I have no idea what he's talking about either." Said, "But you asked him, not me." Like, and what he was seeing was so true, and what he was seeing was so accurate, but he didn't have the communication skills to deliver it. And what we have done is we have taken those highly prophetic people and often declared that that's our prophet because they have the best gifting. Well, they have the best gifting for what? Because if they can see but they can't communicate, then they're going to need an Aaron alongside of them that can deliver the word of what they're seeing, what they're hearing, all those kind of things. And so you have to recognize when you need to pair someone up. And then there's also people who have this incredibly sharp connection with God, but they're no good with people. And so they deliver a word, and they feel like they've been incredibly encouraging. But when that person gets back to you, you are doing hours and hours of counseling and repair. Now, that's not because the word was bad. That's because of their ability to communicate the word with the right heart. Do you realize that the right word with the wrong heart is the wrong word? The right word with the wrong heart is the wrong word. Jonah delivered the right word, but with the wrong heart.